From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 19, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Galvin Foundation and the Columbia County Board of Supervisors are close to an agreement on the proposal to develop emergency housing in Greenport. The $1.5 million renovation of the former Sunset Motel is currently underway and expected to be completed this month. The recently rechristened Galvin Motel is located at 3550 Route 9 in Greenport. On April 17th, the Board of Supervisors Health and Human Services Committee moved a resolution to enter into an agreement with the Galvin Motels with an 8-to-1 vote. The lone dissenting vote was cast by Greenport Town Supervisor Kathy Leek Eldridge. Eldridge said, and I quote, "I am the only one who opposed the resolution because I do not think it is a good fit at that location. There is still work to be done before Galvin can run a motel there in general. Before the town of Greenport issues a certificate of occupancy, it will have to come before the planning board with a site plan change," end quote. County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matthew Murrell said the agreement is intended to help the County Department of Social Services better handle its overflow of homeless shelter beds. He added, and I quote, "We have a shortage of beds. This agreement will not solve the problem, but it will help the overflow," end quote. Galvin plans to charge $85 per person per night. 30% of that cost will be invested in services and in building and ground security, according to the draft contract. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Volusia Mayor Diane Argyle presented the village board with a $1.7 million proposed budget for 2018-19 at a special meeting April the 4th. The budget calls for the tax rate to remain the same, so most village residents will not see an increase in their village taxes next year. The proposed budget includes funds for a deputy village clerk and for sidewalk repair. The village recently saw a spike in revenue from interest and late fees for overdue water bills, but that will decrease because residents are now paying their bills on time, Argyle said. She said, and I quote, "We have to expand our customer base with the water and sewer," end quote. The village is now actively looking for residents outside of the village that can connect to the village system. The mayor is also making an argument for the village to sell the leases on the cell towers in the village. Argyle says selling them for one upfront fee will give the village the funding it needs for critical road and water main projects. Trustee Frank Bevins opposed the idea, saying the county wanted to use one of the towers for its emergency 911 system. The next meeting of the village board will be at 7 p.m. May the 8th at the Glenn Building. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rachel Silberstein is reporting at Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo promised April 18th to sign an executive order giving those on parole the right to vote. Under the current law, anyone placed on parole following a felony conviction is barred from casting ballots in New York. People on probation and those who have completed their parole are permitted to vote. Cuomo, at the National Action Network's annual conference in Manhattan, said, and I quote, "Now how can that be? You did your time, you paid your debt, you're released, but you still don't have the right to vote." The order authorized conditional pardons restoring the voting rights of 35,000 New Yorkers, and I quote, "without delay," end quote. It is unclear if Cuomo's move will prompt a legal challenge. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. And finally, the Times Union is reporting Democrat gubernatorial candidate Cynthia Nixon made an appearance at The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on April 18th. Nixon made the case for her candidacy and explained why her celebrity run for office was different from President Donald Trump's campaign 2 years ago. Nixon told Colbert, and I quote, "I'm running because I'm a lifelong New Yorker and I love this state and I just know we could do much better. Because we're a blue state, we're a proudly Democratic state, but we've got a governor in there who governs like a Republican," end quote. Colbert suggested that Trump's experience in the White House shows amateurs might not be the best choice for higher office. He asked, and I quote, "Should governor of New York be the first job you have?" end quote. Nixon said, and I quote, "I don't think there is anything wrong with celebrity politics. It gives you a platform, but it's what you choose to do with that platform," end quote. and you can hear the full interview on the WGXC Newsroom website, WGXC.org. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m. Then rain showers are likely. It will be cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 60%. A total daytime snow accumulation of half an inch is possible. For Friday night, a chance of rain and snow showers before midnight. Then a chance of snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Now your forecast for the weekend. On Friday, a slight chance of showers before 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 31. Sunrise today was at 6:07 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:41 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 43 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 19th day of April, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.